Immigrants and immigration advocates in the Milwaukee area were glued to TV screens last night as President Obama unveiled his immigration plan. WUWM's Latoya Dennis attended a watch party hosted by the group Voces de la Frontera on Milwaukee's South Side, and she joins us in the studio this morning. Good morning, Latoya.
Hi, Annalise.
Lovely to have the company this morning. So set the scene for us. What was it like at this watch party last night?
Well, around 50 to 60 or so people showed up to watch the president's announcement together. Most of them were Hispanic, but the ages definitely varied from the very young to teenagers to people who've been fighting for immigration reform for years. And, you know, as soon as the president took center stage, you could have heard a pin drop in the room. I mean, it was just that quiet outside of the televisions. There wasn't really any cheering or any booing for that matter, but when the presidents began to talk about additional resources at the border and the deportation of criminals, I looked around the room and many people were shaking their heads no. After the speech, someone in the audience spoke about why he was disappointed. He says the U.S. should be working to build bridges with Mexico, not walls.
Democrats are still scared of Mexicans, and there is an implicit racism on this. Like, they're scared of us. We need to build bridges. It's not just deportations. It's not about dreamers. It's about connecting our communities. It's because we have roots in Mexico, and I'm not going to lose my roots, my heritage, just because I'm here. I can't accept the first half of the speech. I think it's still insulting to many who are Mexican.
Latoya, did the people in the audience raise any other concerns about the president's comments?
Most definitely. While up to 5 million people will be allowed to take part in this program, estimates put the number of the undocumented population at around 11 million. It's estimated that around 85,000 of those actually live here in Wisconsin. Many at the party say that the president's decision is a sign of progress, but it's not enough because many of them and the people that they know won't qualify for various reasons.
It certainly sounds like it's safe to say the fight over immigration reform will continue.
That's definitely a fair statement. Christine Newman-Ortiz is executive director of Voces. She put it this way.
It's a huge victory, and I think we have to claim that victory because we worked for it. And it really should be giving us the energy to keep fighting because we know there's a lot of people we love and care for right now who are not included, who are equally deserving, and that we have to keep up that fight. And it's going to be a fight, whether through executive action or through Congress, but we are in a stronger position.
Latoya, was there any mention last night about just overall opposition to what the president is doing? We have been reporting this morning that Governor Walker is among those who say that the move itself is illegal.
You know, Christine Newman-Ortiz basically said that whoever is elected president in 2016 will need the Hispanic vote. And one way to lose that vote would be by alienating the Latino community and pushing back on this.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.